Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Riley Marks, good afternoon to you. Are you well this afternoon?
Good afternoon, and as the man before you just sang, I'm still standing.
Okay, no, that's great to hear. Always good to know in heels, noch al, I'm sure. Rolene, I kind of get scared when you contact me during the day and you say it's a bit of a quiet news day, because generally that foretells something serious happening. Are we still good?
We're still good for now. Right now, nothing major happening. Yeah, you know I share those concerns. I like to have a steady stream of news, exactly. Because a no news day means that something yeah. is about to happen.
Okay, so then let's start off with the story about the first reading of the budget. Why is that important?
This is very, very important. First of all, this could be the first major test that the coalition faces. And also, after 3 years of never-ending elections and not being able to cobble together a coalition, we finally have discussions around the budget. So they are happening as we speak. We're expecting them to go through the night, as all good debates in the Knesset probably do. And we heard from the finance minister, Avigdor Lieberman, earlier today saying, you know, this is a day for celebration. This is the first time in 3.5 years that the House is holding a debate on the budget. He says 3.5 years without a real debate on the state budget is ridiculous. I've been sitting in this House for years and I don't remember a time like this. The budget is the country's priority. And it absolutely is, because we have the background of a global pandemic, which of course has affected every single country, sure. Israel included, our budgets. We have a big strain on defense, a big strain on social welfare budgets, a big strain on the education budget. We need those budgets to pass. We need to start to get this country and its various ministries back to working for the electorate.
Yeah, that was one of the big issues that the public had with Netanyahu, wasn't it? That he just hadn't passed a budget in I don't know how long. So this is really significant, I suppose.
Well, it's hugely significant, because today we have the first vote on the passing of the budget. It will go to several more votes, and then it should go into its final voting into legislation in early November. But don't worry, everybody. We've heard from former Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the leader of the opposition. He's already taken a jab at the budget, saying it's bad, it includes tax hikes in total opposition to your promises, you are hurting the farmers, the weaker populations, the periphery, the middle class. Contrary to what the coalition say, that they do have a government, or I mean a budget rather, that protects farmers, that protects the middle class, that protects women amongst their current budget proposal. So it's going to be a long night. I hope they packed a lunch, at the very least a thermos of coffee, because it's going to be a busy one throughout the night.
Just one more question on the budget issue. The controversial recommendations, I think, by Lieberman to reduce the kits baot, the, what do you call them? The benefits to the religious,
when you are, help me out with an English word, somebody, subsidies, that's the word.
There you go. Apparently there was talk of them being reduced to those who studied in yeshivot full time. Is that still in there as a proposal, or has that been negotiated out?
As far as we know, it still is in there as a proposal.
Interesting stuff. It will be a hectic debate, I have got no doubt. Let's move on to the next issue, which is just so incredibly disheartening, that the Iranian sportsman is in a country with a huge issues, economic, COVID and otherwise, and he still has the energy to spend making anti-Semitic remarks against Israel and Israeli athletes. It's just, the mind boggles.
I mean, you would think, and I also think that this is rich coming from a country that hangs 14-year-olds. So the Minister of Sport in Iran has said that, you know, he encourages people to boycott any Israeli athletes. He says that Israel is a child-killing and occupying regime. This from a regime that hangs 14-year-old members of the LGBTQ community just saying, and that propagates a climate of hatred and what I think is child abuse, which is the education of hatred in the Palestinian territories. And we have heard from a former member of the Iran's wrestling team, I can't even pronounce it, Greco-Roman, you know, my English is just failing me. He says, and he is now a American citizen, he says, it's deeply sad for me that many other Iranian athletes support such racist remarks by the Iranian authorities. He says, just a few days ago, members of the Iranian parliament called on the Minister of Sports to ban Iranian athletes from competing with Israeli athletes. And unfortunately, we now see that the Minister of Sports of the new government has the same message, a message of enmity and hatred. And, you know, we've seen this playing out in the recent Olympics, where, you know, this is a sporting event that brings the best of the sporting world together. And we've seen these calls from these type of regimes for their athletes to not compete against Israelis and rather forfeit their matches. I mean, it's absolute insanity. But I do find it rich, this coming from a country where the regime are persecuting their own citizens, are Holocaust deniers, and hang 14-year-olds. But that's just me.
Let's turn the sports story around into something very positive. You alerted me to the fact earlier this afternoon that there'd been another triumph in the Israeli Paralympic team.
Well, it's raining gold medals. What can I say, Simon? You know, bring your umbrella. It's a raining medals. Today, we took another two phenomenal gold medals at the Paralympics. The incredible Iyad Shalabi, the first Israeli Arab medalist for Israeli sports, taking his second gold for swimming, and also another one from Ami Dadon, who has previously won a silver. He's taken another gold. It's just extraordinary. So our medals tally at the Paralympics is 9 medals, 6 golds. That's it, people. You heard it here. 6 golds, 2 silvers and a bronze. And we are just absolutely bursting with pride. You know, to see the pride on the faces of these athletes who face insurmountable odds and compete in the upper echelons of sports is just, it makes the heart burst with pride. To see the pride and the joy on Iyad Shalabi's face as the flag was raised, as Hatikva was played. Now, he is deaf, he is mute, wow, and he has lost the use of both his legs. And here he is, a two-time Paralympic gold medalist. Just absolutely beautiful.
You see, now that's a sports story. That's what sports should be. Now you put a smile on my face. Let's talk about the Bahraini king, who apparently is urging international aid to Afghans.
Well, this is King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Yes, I did practice that a lot. He's called on the international community to continue to support Afghanistan. He says the necessity of humanitarian aid to the Afghan people is absolute. He says efforts to must conform with the culture and values of Afghanistan to ensure the welfare and safety of its people and the stability of the region. But I'm sure he is probably on some level, like most of us are concerned, is that will the money get to the NGOs? Will it get to the people that it is intended to help? You know, we're hearing horror stories every day coming out of Afghanistan. We know now that the evacuations have come to an end. Some countries like France vowing to continue to evacuate citizens and anybody they can get out. But we know that the American evacuation, the British evacuations have come to an end, and we are absolutely terrified for the situation on the ground there. We've already seen ISIS-K, that's ISIS Khorasani, move in much quicker than expected, and we wonder as we approach this 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in the next couple of days, you know, what we are going to see after a 20-year war to try and put a stop to terrorism.
Rolene Marks, that takes us to 5:30. On behalf of myself, on behalf of Chai FM, on behalf of everybody who listens to Chai FM, to you and yours, thank you so much for everything you do for us. Thank you for pitching Monday to Thursday religiously. Shana Tova Umetuka and Gmar Chatima Tova.
The pleasure is all mine. I don't know if we're going to speak on Monday.
No.
So I send you the biggest, hugest virtual hug, Shana Tova. Please, my wishes for all of you, may it be a year filled with abundant blessings and above all, good health.